Blog Talk Radio. God's children, products of the ghetto. Mama cooked the soup, daddy did the yelling. Uncle was a drunk, cousin was a felon. When he got pinched, he told him he wasn't telling. Auntie was a cook, her husband was a crook. Cause every job he had, they be paying him off the books. Ghetto university knowledge is all it took. In the tenement, I was listening to the hook. Change don't come, spirit of Sam Cooke. And when the fans coming, everybody be shook. Now we doing life like Eddie Murphy and Martin. On the chain gang, I was singing it to the coffin. The roaches and the rats, heroin in the crack. Couldn't blame me, I'm just giving the facts. I'm trying to hit the top, cause the bottom ain't where it's at. Everybody got a path, but you can never go back. Brothers be doing bids. I know it sounds wrong, but the dope will be what it is. Survival of the fittest, poor girls the illest. Broke mirrors and black cats give me heebie-jeebies. Life seems hard, but nothing ever come easy. Whatever in the dark will always become the light. If you ain't in the battle, how you going to fight? I gotta speak the truth when I'm up in the booth. The species flying birds, but they don't be on the roof. Poverty is a pain, like you pulling a tooth. So the streets don't let me go, like I'm Bishop and Juice. Roaches in the rack, heroin in the crack.
Out just to, you know, relax, chill out, and I am back. So the first show of 2019, yay! Wow, this is so exciting, this is so cool. Like I almost kind of forgot how to do everything. But thank you so much for tuning in to Open Letter. It feels really great to be back. New year, doing a lot of new shit. Today we have MTUG co-founder Sarah Johnson going to be in the building later on in the next couple of minutes. We'll be bringing him on, talking about everything MTUG in between. Danny Sky's Open Letter is part of the DSC Network, presented by Danny Sky LLC. So today we are going to do Netflix picks. I have picked out three movies that I thought were really awesome. You should check out. But before we do that, if you would like to be a guest or to call in to Open Letter just to say, hey, what's up? What's going on? Just want to see how I sound on air. Just want to say I love you. You're doing great. Any good positive vibes. Call the studio at 516-453-9392. Again, it's 516-453-9392. So our sponsors are Sister to Sister Beauty Bar, which is on the corner of St. Charles Rock Road and North Hanley, right across from Save-A-Lot. There is a lady named Anika who did my faux locks, and she's going to be doing my hair for my second showcase as well in May. So I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get my hair done. I think I know how I want it done. She's going to be doing that. Very reasonable prices. She books same-day appointments. If your head looking a hot mess and you got an event that you're going to or you don't know what to do with your hair, hey, she can hook you up, make you look beautiful, make you look sexy. and also, I think she's going to do my hair for next month, too, because I have two smoking the mics next month. I have my regular one that's on the 16th, February the 16th, and then I have an erotica show, which is based off of my erotica poetry collection, Erotica Avenue Love and Lust Poems. The smoking the mic, that's February the 17th, is going to be themed around the entire book. And I have four phenomenal spoken word artists. I have She Evolve, Kayla Renee the Poet, Soul Eyes, and Voice. And on top of that, I will have two musicians bringing back Soul Brother Deep, who is my regular. He's a neo R&B singer. He's done smoking the mic twice already. He's coming back for the January 19th show, which is a week away. And also, I'm bringing in a saxophonist. I got referred to him by another poet, Sahara Sister Souls. She tagged him in a post that I had yesterday. I was looking for a saxophonist. Kelvin Evans will be on the Valentine's Day edition of Smoking the Mic. This show is titled Erotica Avenue, A Night of Stimulation. So tickets are on sale right now at Eventbrite. They just went on sale New Year's Day at midnight. Their general admission is $10. For a VIP, $25. That will include a bottle of Moscato, chilled on ice, some hors d'oeuvres. I'm going to have a photographer taking pictures, like couples who want to take pictures. Have some great memories. We have that. And then the photographer in general will be taking pictures of the whole show, doing video, all that good stuff. I got this badass outfit that I'm going to get online. It's in the cart. I just have not pressed submit yet, but just waiting. You know, next week when I get paid, boom, we're going to get that outfit. And so the VIP table is seats four, and the music score is going to be done by DJ Black Sun. Doors will open at 7:30. The show is going to start at 8 o'clock. It's going to be very sexy. I have four of these poets. They're going to be reading pieces from Erotica Avenue, so it's very interesting. I never heard anybody read my poetry out loud, so I thought it'd be really cool to do that. And also, as I stated, a week from now, Volume 3 of Smoking the Mic will be lit. So we have Jim Dandy, Nubian Scripts, She Evolves, Soul Brother Deep will be in the building doing what they do best, just throwing out all their good talent. I have a drink special, Hey Danny. It's a new special named after one of my poems. And it's just going to be great. And, yeah, so tickets are on sale right there, $10 at Eventbrite as well. I have a last-minute special that I do, three tickets for $15. That starts at midnight the day of the show up until the doors open at 8:30. So I'll be selling that three for 15 special. Show will start at 9 o'clock, so make sure you get there by 8:30. Get a good seat, because seats do fill up pretty fast. And so, yeah, back to our sponsors. So we have Funky Buddha Boutique. It's one of my favorite boutiques in the Del Mar Loop. I started going there a year ago, and I get a lot of incense. I stock up on incense. I get a couple of outfits in there. They got a lot of cool, you know, I get like dresses and stuff and so forth. So, I always drop like a lot of money in there. Like, I try not to, but but I do. So I'm pretty excited. about that. So, but yeah, I will say, I'm sorry, my phone is acting crazy right now. So I will sit and see, I lost my train of yet. Okay, yeah. All right. So my guest is telling me that they're here. I was just letting them know that I'm on my way. So let me get with these sponsors real quick. Funky Buddha, great place to shop in Del Mar Loop. Hamburger Mary's is a new spot that I found on the corner of Washington and 4th Street downtown. They have brunch and a drag show. I went there. It was amazing. Bottomless mimosas. The food is great. The drag queens are awesome. All you can eat for $14.95. They have a show tomorrow at 12 noon. So if you're not doing anything, definitely hit that up. It's a great place for the LGBT community. And also, if you are not a queer person, it's a great place, for people in general. Whether you're queer or not, it's just a lot of fun. I always meet a lot of amazing people, so I'm gonna try to go back like once a month, you know, and like do that, especially when I get my taxes back. Like I'm gonna take a few girlfriends and we just all like go enjoy the drag show and just eat food and drink bottomless mimosas like all day and make sure one of us has designated driver. So if you ever want to schedule an interview, you can email me at DannySky1980@yahoo.com, or you can hit me up on DannySkyENT. Also, Open Letter now has a Facebook page. So you can go to @DSEOpenLetter. You type that in. Facebook. If you have any interview questions, anything that you want me to talk about on later episodes of Open Letter, put it in the comments. And I will definitely be looking out for that. So before we get into it, we're going to take a song break, and I'm going to get my guests. And then after that, we are going to do the damn thing. So we'll be right back.
Fuck your whole set and your clip, nigga. Got a gang full of dud, it's a broke, nigga. Diamonds on me, what's the price? I'm not getting involved with the hype. I'm too rich to get into a fight. 50 rack got my jeans fitting tight. Fitted price and them boys come and wipe ya. We had to dispose of the diaper. Yeah, we trap every week, every night. Where my movie too smooth, no indictment. Yeah, figures all lightning. 5790 in his biting. When I got a meal, I got excited. For the cash, I'ma turn to Michael Myers. But guess keep dripping, dropping. My wrist all liquid, watch it. Turn a bit, jump on my dick and pop it. Yeah, get a little bit to deposit.
Came through jumping,
jumping.
Came through jumping,
jumping.
Came through jumping,
jumping.
Diamonds on my wrist, they jumping.
Bitch, you a thot, ain't tricking. Put her on the knee, make her lick it. Protect on my wrist, and it glistening. Bitch got mad, I dissed her.
Came through drip, drip. I ain't never slipping, I'm a fan fit. Fucking with a quarter million nigga with a feeling. What the mission, nigga, they be telling off a squirrel. Flash, took a bit to Piccadilly, water in my ear, give a nigga wet, will it? Came through drip, drip, feeling. Fucking with the bag, trying to get my niggas all a million. Take it to the ceiling, shooting this civilian. Under one dealer, I can make a killer. Bash, can you smell it when I back ceiling? Flash, nigga, throw it up, don't care about your feeling. Who with the deal, what you wearing, I be dripping. Got ripped, can't see the nigga, can't grip it. The bitch got thick, so I can she ate jiffy. If she leave with me, I'ma fly back to the city. Show.
Go get the bag on the day off. Racks. Go get the rings out the playoffs.
Rings.
Passing the beaters to bake off.
Packs.
Fuck on a dish, she get laid off.
Slash.
Big boy twos, Mako.
Big boy,
made a bit down with the Draco.
Damn.
Walking with a G, that queso. That's Huncho, fuck the Rodeo.
Huncho.
Private jet, we don't do layover.
Whew.
One call, I'm having your bay over.
Brrr.
Walk out the spot with the makeover.
Whew.
Got a addicted to pay over.
Addicted.
Hey.
Came through jumping.
Jump,
jump. Came through jumping.
Jump, jump.
Came through jumping.
Jump, jump.
Diamonds on my wrist, they jumping. Came through
chipping,
came through chipping, came through
chipping,
diamonds on my wrist, they chipping.
Came through dripping, came through dripping, came through dripping, diamonds on my wrist, they tripping. Came through dripping, came through dripping, came through dripping, diamonds on my wrist, they tripping.
Thing.
little. You can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose, and I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, see, that means I don't. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. Now she say, she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. You in the club, just to party. I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months. We're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these. Don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say ghosts. I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just feel on your babe. My p- feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new wave. When it go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. Know you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these be mad at me. They baby father run a bill. They little. You can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose, and I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, see, that means I don't. With you. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. If you a f- you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way. You can't hang around my block. And I just check my account. Turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip. I bet you dipsy, dipsy, dip. I say, I get the money and go. This is high like a soul. My glitter is gold. So that little bitch say her roll. I just a rover, no rolls. I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these no, they none of them none of the safe. I go to dinner and steak, only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace, now it's a crib with a gate. Rolly got charms, the life was a place. Hard to let these know, just in case these forgot. I just wanna check the mail, another check from all the guys they low. You can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose, and I'm quick cutting. So don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, see, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. Bloody moves.
Reality was.
everybody. So this is Danny Sky, open letter. And if you hear a noise, that's my stomach growling because I can feel it. Don't be alarmed because it's coming, like, you know. But but that was Alicia Keys with Stolen Moments from her Unplugged album. And today I have a very special guest, Mr. Sayer Johnson, who is the co-founder of the MTUG organization. And I'm going to ask some questions about MTUG and everything in between. So, Sayer, how are you doing today?
I'm good. It's a lovely day. I'm glad to be with you.
Yeah, I know, right, right. So, me and Sayer, we met a year ago, and it was at the, it was actually before the Transcendent Spectrum. Actually, you know what? I forgot how we had, was it online or on Facebook?
Probably on Facebook.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Met on Facebook.
How everybody meets these days.
Yeah, I know, right? And then you see people in real life, you're like, you're a real person.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, like, is this really you?
Right.
Yeah, so tell us, what was the motivation behind creating them?
So the Metro Trans Umbrella Group is a nonprofit that works with adults who are transgender.
Yeah.
And also transgender, non-binary, intersex, people under the trans umbrella. So I came out as transgender about 10 years ago, and there was just not a lot of organizing happening. And about 5 years into my journey, I was just feeling like, I was feeling some lonesomeness, and I was feeling like I saw so many transgender people just struggling with social things, struggling with met. And so I organized with a couple of other younger trans men, and we decided to make a change, draw a line in the sand and say, we're going to organize trans folks in the metro area. Yeah, because we had a trans woman who passed away, and we weren't able to pay for her funeral, and we had some people being kind of rude to us at Pride St. Louis, not, you know, they just didn't understand, and so we just kind of decided at that point that we needed to take up some space, real organized wise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what are, I'm sorry, oh my gosh, the cookies.
Yeah.
Your life will be this good. Oh my gosh. What are, it made me lose my train of thought because I'm just like, okay. What are the benefits of being a part of?
Well, you know, I think initially because kids are old, right? They are lonesome coming out as a transgender person or a non-binary person, and they want community or they want resources. They want to know, okay, so now I've realized this about myself, or I'm going to be honest about this about myself. I need to know what doctor to go to, what hospital I should go to, what are some of the steps, what are the medications you take, you know, if you choose that sort of medical transition. So I think that the benefits of being part of the organization are you get real live trans and non-binary adults to like talk to you about it.
Yeah.
And it's just really valuable to be in community when you're a marginalized minority with other folks who identify with your struggle.
And, you know, as I said before, last year, I had two events that I had performed at the Transcendent Spectrum 5, and just recently the MTUG Paladine last month. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And that, man, that spread, like, but that food. That was a nice spread.
Stuff we donated for us. People, Mission Taco hooked us up. We had some friends hook us up. It was definitely a labor of love with the community, for sure.
Yeah. I was just like, dude, this was great.
Right.
I know the first, when I did Transcendent Spectrum 5, they just had energy bars and water.
Right.
I was like, they better not give us no damn energy bars and water again. I was all like, I can't do that. I'm like, I need some real food. And I got there, I'm like, yeah, we got some real food. And the people start coming in. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
One of our volunteers just completely bought us like 20 pieces. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a fat girl.
My inner fat girl.
She came out.
Baby.
All right. Well,
yeah, she's like, pizza, yeah. Like, you two pieces at the same time. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, no.
Nice.
So how long have both of the
Spectrum Conference, Transcending the Spectrum Art Show,
yeah.
That was our fifth, so 5 years. We do it in the generally February, March-ish time zone,
yeah.
So what is that, like early spring or late winter? And that was our first major fundraiser, because we've only been around for 5.5 years, so one of the ways that we wanted to fundraise as well as just show off how awesome trans and non-binary folks are is like,
right.
Expressively, look at this beautiful art we can create, look at these beautiful words we can rhyme, look at this music that we
right.
can create, right? And so that's been around for 5.5 years, and then the telethon, this was just the second one. The first one was of course last year, the first weekend in December, and I had the idea about 6 weeks before we actually did it.
Yeah.
And so it was a really quick turnaround, but it was amazing. So this year was a lot more fancy. KDHX partnered with us, and we were able to make it like even more fit out. We were 25,000 4 hours.
Yeah, I've seen it, because
mm-hmm.
it was like, I know later that night, because I think I stayed tonight.
And you were all like,
yeah.
And then like a few days after that, like 25,000.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
I know. It's pretty amazing, and I'm going to say specifically for a trans expansive run organization, that is significant. You know, we are definitely emerging as a population of people. Generally speaking, we're not funded, and so to be able to fund ourselves with 25 Gs, that's
yeah.
a ton of, I mean, that's a third of our budget. For next year, so.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Yeah.
Good. I was just like, ready to get this spoken word tour.
Mm-hmm.
I need probably about 5-10 grand, you know.
To be able to do it right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to cost me a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, so for listeners who may have myself and love but do not receive support, how can MTUG help them?
I mean, the heartbeat of our organization is our support groups,
mm-hmm.
and we have 8 active support groups, depending on your identity, and I would say get involved in the support groups, because you'll go around other folks that are experiencing the same sort of liberation that you're experiencing,
yeah.
and you can talk and get real ideas and real tips and support. You know, we've got a trans femme support group, which folks that maybe do or do not know, if you were identified male at birth and you truly identify as a woman, then you would be considered a trans woman. And if you were identified female at birth like myself, but you live your life and you know yourself to be a masculine being, you'd be a trans man. So sort of trans and then the gender that you identify as. And then there's non-binary folks. We have a support group for people who are part to us. Because that would be challenging to love on somebody so hard, and then they come out to you as who they are, and then just to be able to remedy that in your brain that I still love this human. Things are going to change considerably, but I'm going to love this person through it. We have a private support group that's sort of an invite only with some different levels of need, and we have an intersex support group, so people who are identified or realize later in life that they are intersex, which
yeah.
means that they have chromosomal packaging of both male and female humans. So, yeah, so we have a lot of different support. So that's my suggestion, is get involved in the support.
Okay, and I'm glad you brought that the one question up earlier, because I didn't know if I can ask you about your experience. I know how you felt about that,
yeah.
but since you were open with it,
yeah.
Mind sharing your experience, you know,
yeah.
with that, like how pretty much how you just came to life,
yeah.
and like the feelings and pretty much everything that went along with it.
Yeah, I think certainly being an activist or an organizer, I have given myself the duty to be really honest about my life and be a possibility model and be a human who's open to questions.
Yeah.
So hopefully I put that across. So then when you meet other trans folks who maybe are not open,
yeah,
you can just already have a basis, because not everyone wants to tell you their medical and emotional history, right? Like we just met. Can you tell me the, you know, all your medical business? So I try to be really, you know, honest with people and open with people, but also realizing that not everybody wants to be the spokesmodel for transgender humanity. So my story is both typical and not, depending. Every trans expansive story is different. I identified as a tomboy. You know, so we've got your gender identity, right, which is your brain, the way that you see yourself in the world. And then you've got your sex, which is when you came to your mama, the doctor. This is a boy or this is a girl.
Right.
And then you've got your sexuality, your heart, who you love, right? The people you're gonna, the way we kind of differentiate between gender and sexuality is, and gender is the person I go to bed as, and sexuality is the person I go to bed with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my gender identity as a young person, I was identified female at birth, identified as a tomboy when I was little, identified as a butch when I was grown-ish. Mm-hmm. And then around the time I was 30 years old, I started hearing this word transgender. I didn't really know. I knew that there were trans women out there, right? Like I had seen drag queens and I had heard about transgender women. I'd never actually met a transgender person that I know of. Certainly didn't know men could do it. I had no idea that that was even a possibility. And the internet came into my life because, you know, I'm old, around the time I was 30. And I started finding this way that people were living in the world as transgender. And so I put it away, because at this time I had just given birth to my first child. I have a woman partner. We're together as lesbians,
yes,
since 1996. And I had just given birth to my first child because we wanted to have babies. And I put it away because I'm like, what? I could never do that. Even though I felt like, wow, that really feels like me, I could never do that. Plus, I wanted to have another baby. Mm-hmm. And then soon after my second baby was born, we decided to become foster parents. But then at this point, everyone came together. Okay? Started realizing, wow, you can be transgender and be a man. And you don't have to move to California or New York to be transgender,
right,
which I totally had in my brain too.
Yeah,
like, there's
exactly
no transgender people in St. Louis, right? Which
right,
is ludicrous.
Yeah.
But it was how we've come so far in 10 years as a movement. Because in 10 years ago, there were not transgender people on TV that I could see unless they were like creepy, like Silence of the Lambs, right?
Yeah.
There were no possibility models. And so now there's that show called The Fosters, and there happens to be trans. You know, there are Orange is the New Black. There's transgender people now. But
yeah,
even just 10 years ago, there weren't. Long story, I finally go to a therapist. I'm like, I think I'm trans. The therapist is like, I think you're trans.
Yeah.
I come out to my family, and they just held on to me so tight and so hard and loved me through it.
Because a lot, you don't hear you know, a lot of stories with, and their family like, oh, we still love you. You know, most of them are like horror stories. Where I remember I had read an article about Lee Daniels, and he said that when he came out of his dad was a police officer. He was beat the shit out of
yep.
him. And I was just like, really? I was like, so we just go beat the gay out of him? So I'm like, I beat you too. You straight. I'm all like, no, you're still going to be gay, like with a busted lip. So I'm just like, I mean, I thought that was crazy. Like, I could understand as a parent you being hurt by that.
Sure.
But to just act like so violently is just like, that's insane. And then with Cher, actually, that was when her daughter became trans. That was the first time that I heard about, you know, being like transgenderism.
Yeah.
Because she started off as a lesbian, and then
yep.
she transitioned into.
Yep.
And she actually looked a lot better since she dropped all that weight, because at first she was getting kind of big,
mm-hmm.
and then once she dropped the weight, Not do that. Let me question myself. Hold on.
Sure. See, but you know, the thing is that Chaz, he is a man. He's a man. He just happened to be have a different history than like maybe a typical or a cis guy would have had, right?
Yeah.
He just came into his own. He does. He looks great. He just seems more sure of himself and squared off. And I had the pleasure to meet him a couple of times. He's just a really nice person.
Oh, that's
person.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like, was, did he come here?
No, at conferences.
Oh,
yeah. He might have come here. I don't know that he's been here. I met him elsewhere at conference. He's a sweet, down-to-earth human who was a good possibility model for me because I came out about a year before he did. So that was, you know, it was, we're contemporaries, similarly aged. I mean, his mother Cher, for Pete's sake.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
Like, ooh, that's pretty fabulous. So, but it was also for my mother... somebody to kind of understand. She'd be like, oh, you mean like Cher's child? Who could she compare it to?
Right.
Nobody.
Yeah, because I think Chaz was kind of like...
first trans
like
dude
the,
I knew.
Yeah, like the poster child.
For, yeah, for better and worse, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really brave of him. I was just like, oh, wow, okay, that's cool.
And then after that, it just started becoming more popular, and I think more people got comfortable, because... I think it just takes that one brave person to just step out and like, okay, look, this is who I am.
Yep.
You're going to like her, unite.
That's right.
And then everybody else fall along. Like, okay, let me go ahead and come out too.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's just like, it, now I think it's, everybody's like, it's easier now for people to come out versus back then it wasn't.
Sure.
And I remember like Ellen. I watched her show, sitcom, no, her Netflix special, Relatable.
Yeah, yeah.
And she talked about when she first came out. Now she can laugh at it, but at the time she couldn't, because when she came out, she was saying, everybody told me don't do it. She was like, my agent, so forth. Pretty much people that I was paying was like, don't do it. Big mistake.
Right.
Don't do
right.
it. And then she was like, I want to win. That's when she had lost her Ellen sitcom.
Yeah.
Like, people that worked with her. They couldn't get jobs because they worked with her. They were friends with her.
Yep.
And then she said that when they offered her the Ellen show, she was like, one of the execs was like, well, who's going to watch The Last Me during the daytime? And then she's like, well, you can put me on at night, like in the middle of the night. I mean, whatever day is good for you.
Right.
So she, but it was like, that one person didn't believe, like, oh, you're lesbian, no one's going to watch you. And then she just pretty much beat all the eyes. And she's
right.
like, and on top of that, I started giving away free stuff. And people love free stuff. They're like, look at the lesbian giving away the free stuff. You
it's
know,
true.
So.
It's true.
Yeah, people adore her. She's a really palatable lesbian for people to invite into their family. Right?
Yeah.
She's funny. She's not threatening. I like her. So... those sorts of possibility models are important, I think.
Yeah, and like, you know, and it was so funny because it was like, now that she's able to laugh at it, and it's like, it was so many people hating on her, trying to bring her down.
And all that, yeah.
And it's like, here it is. She was like, I think she's going to her 16th season. And I was like, the show's been on that long? I was like,
wow. 16.
Yeah.
Dang. Gotta have so much bank.
She does.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And that was part of that special I saw, too. Like,
yeah.
Talking about her house and her butlers and all. You know,
yeah.
I don't know if she was joking or not, because it could have been true.
Yeah, she's like, you know, I have my butler here. And then,
call my dad.
And she's like, go past the Emmys and then the Oscars and then the Nobel Peace Prize and then the gift shop.
Yeah.
I was like, the gift shop? I was just like.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, but it was like, I think it was her, like, being comfortable with who she is, and also poking fun at everybody that doubted her, because it's like, you took my show away from me, but guess what? I gained so much after
so
that.
So much.
Yeah. I thought it was really cool. Like, I was just laughing, like, from the very beginning, like, nonstop.
Yes.
You know? So I was just like, that is awesome. And so what future projects does Intug have coming up in 2019 that our listeners would be interested in?
Well, you know, every year we have our art show, and now every year we have our art show on one end, and then we're going to have the telethon on the other end. We are having a snowball dance in February, which is a formal, if you want to wear formal clothes-ish, dance for trans and queer folks, and we have a prom in the summer for to kind of, you know, reclaim your prom that maybe you weren't able to wear the actual outfit that you wanted to wear to your prom.
Right.
You wear it to our prom.
Right.
Or just being in community with each other. So those are some fun things. I mean, we also have the ongoing support groups. We're working a lot harder on trying to meet some of our unhoused folks in our community's needs. We're trying to work on some housing initiatives, which are really challenging and very necessary. A year ago, a family gave us a house that we have turned into our headquarters.
Oh, wow.
And so that's been a huge gift and an amazing opportunity for us to really expand our services. Loving on that house for sure.
Well, we are. I hate that we're out of time. Damn, you're gonna have to come back.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, everybody, that's the end of the show. Oh, but you know, me and Sarah, we gotta kick it, you know, one
right.
day, because like, he's so dope. Only time we really get to see each other is always when it's business.
I know,
you know,
right. That's my life.
Yeah, but you gotta eat some of them cookies, too.
Right.
Yeah, but But thank you so much, Sarah, for coming by today, and I appreciate it. And just, you know, sharing your you know, experience with MTUG, and also your personal experience with you coming out. And you brought it up. I was like, okay, good. I go ahead and ask me. Like, so, but yeah. Okay, dang. So anytime that you want to come back on the show, definitely let me know. And anybody that's interested in MTUG, anything MTUG related, definitely hit up Sarah Johnson on Facebook and also on my Danny Sky page. Other than that, you have a great rest of the week, and I will see y'all next week. And we're going to end this with Janelle with love.